an update.
I'm insane! I think I'm mad! But I say that yes, I believe in reincarnation. I believe I lived in the time of Caesar! I believe that I had a dynasty as the Emperor Porus Vasius! And together with my bride, she's Bagius. We lived an idyllic lifestyle. I was lord of all I surveyed, but I still wanted more. I was talking to my head centurion, Spartacles, as to how we could go and conquer the Visigoth hordes, when he came up with a brilliant plan. He said, my sire, what we shall do is build a Trojan horse, and we'll hide all our troops inside. We will present it to the Visigoth hordes. Once they wheel us into their fortress, out we shall come and butcher them while they sleep. I said, Spartacus, that is unbelievable. He said, well, Testicles helped me with the idea, but I said, oh, never mind. Never mind. I said, let there be construction. And sure enough, Dumb Nutsius, who was my head carpenter, went ahead about building the horse. And so every day, I'd say, Douchebaggius, please, report to me on the condition of the horse. He'd say, yes, sire. Until finally it was done. I said, I would like to lead my men in battle. And so we all climbed into the horse. I said, all right now, Hemeroidocles, I want you to pull us, along with Ceminius, okay? And if you have trouble pulling us, go ahead and conscript Scrotocles if you want to. And Aulus, pull us, as many as it takes, because I want a bunch of shoulders. All right, now, men, follow me inside. And sure enough, I crammed as many centurions inside of that horse as I possibly could. I said, watch it, Testicles, you're sticking me with your spear. He said, I'm sorry, your importance. I said, never mind. Watch it, Flatulus, get your butt out of my face, all right, yeah? Just move over to the side of the horse here. If we're going to spend the night in this horse waiting to attack, I'm telling you something, we got to get some organization here. All right, Forskidius, I want you in the head of the horse, okay? You stay over there, Spartacles, you stay in the tail, all right? Now, Hardonicus, you're sticking me in the side here, and who's jabbing me with his elbow? Oh, Pompeius, will you knock it off, huh? Knock it off, I cry it out loud. Tildonius, let's get some organization in here. Well, finally, we got everybody in position just about when Circumcisius came up to me and said, sire, I said, what is it, Circumcisius? He said, well, I was speaking with Dick Weedius, sir, and we feel we may be bored. I said, bored? He said, yes. Well, Blue Bally has brought it up, actually, that we're going to be in this horse all night long with nothing to do. I said, Blue Bolius, come here a second. He said, it really wasn't my idea, sir. I'm not this guy. I said, I don't care who came up with it. Crying out loud, jeez. Forskinius, are you in on this too? He said, yes, sir, I am. I said, well, do you think for 1 minute that I would allow you to be bored on the eve of battle? Ejaculus, pull back the curtain. And there, in one compartment of the horse, I had the wenches! I said, pick your name, boys, pick your name. Only Felatia is mine. You can have Syphilicus if you want, but Felatia is mine. I watch as the men ran hungrily. Orgasmicles took Ovaria. Flatulus took Ovulata. Oh, Nelly. But nobody took menopausia. She just stood there in the corner. Phrygidocles didn't want anybody. I said, Phrygidocles, will you get with the program? Here, get with the program. Anybody want Dictesia? But nobody wanted Dictesia. So she ended up sitting there by herself. But anyway, I said, well, I'll take her. You want? Yeah. That was nice. So we spent the night in quiet hovel because we had to be very careful. I said, Fudge Bacchius, I want you to hold it down back over there. I don't want to give away our position. But sure enough, the horse was towed to the Visigoth hordes and it waited outside their castle. So all night long, we were inside there trying to hobble as quietly as possible. Sure enough, we felt movement in the morning. They wheeled us inside their camp. We were giggling. I couldn't believe it. I said, what's this on the floor here? Menstruation? Jeez, I cried out loud. Well, sure enough, we waited until they were at lunch. Some of them were playing Mahjong. When the trapdoor opened, and there we were in full battle regalia. We caught them with their spears leaning up against the wall. One by one, we butchered the Visigoths. Heads were lopping. Limbs were flying. The women cheered from the belly of the horse. As one by one, each man was killed and gutted. And victory was ours. I said, all right, let's look around and see what we've got here. That's when Douchebaggius came running up to me and said, sire, look over the wall. There's a moat with crocodiles. I've never dealt with crocodiles. Look at them, they're snapping at the very sight of us. They must be hungry, sire. We must feed them, or we shall never be able to use this place. We can't have them in the moat like that. Especially hungry. Oh. Well, I said, well, somebody's going to have to wade across and get to the outside lock and open this thing. What are we going to do here? You know, we need to satiate. I said, menopausal, sir. She said, yes, my lord. I said, well, you come here in a second, menopausal, sir. Take a look over the ledge here. You see that one crocodile there with the beady eyes? She said, let me see, sir. I gave her a shot. We watched as the water swirled white around her, and then she was gone, and the crocs belched their contentment. Scrotocles came running over and said, sire, sire, why did you do that? I said, hey, her mustache was starting to get on my nerves, all right?